This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good evening, everybody. This is Walter Yerkew here. I'm going to fill in today as the lead-off in a wonderful show, 7-5 Radio. With me today, we have a special guest. Well, he's not special anymore. He was a special guest a couple of weeks ago. Mike Guerin. You guys might remember Mike. He came on and told us his story about when he was an officer and he was what we call railroaded into copping a plea and taking an early unwanted retirement of being terminated from his police force. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing great, my friend. Thanks for having me on again. It's quite an honor and just happy to get to hang out with you for a little while.
Well, thank you. Thank you. As our listeners can tell, and I always say that I record from our Southern Tennessee radio studios, you can tell that Mr. Mike is close to our Southern Tennessee radio studios with his Southern drawl there. I've been down here 20 years, and people keep asking me where I'm from, and I tell them I'm from Chattanooga, and they say, no, before. And I talk with an accent. I don't talk with an accent. You guys talk with an accent. We won the war. We won the war, so you better start watching New York gangster movies so you can talk like us. Okay, anyway, I'm going to top off the show today with some sad news out of New York City. Actually, two sets of sad news out of New York City. It was reported that an NYPD chief of police, Chief Stephen Silks, whose office was in the 112th precinct in Queens, he was found dead. He committed suicide. 38-year veteran of the NYPD, numerous credits to his work. He worked himself up in the ranks. I believe he was in the 1981 Police Academy class, committed suicide just 1 month before his mandatory retirement. Speculation is that may be the cause, but it's a sad thing for something like that to happen to such a dedicated person within the NYPD. Doing 38 years at any job is astronomical numbers, let alone inside the NYPD. I'm sure that man was full of stories, and good stories and bad stories with his career. And it's a shame that it ended in such a horrible manner. I've done shows over the last year or so on suicide and suicide prevention, and I've dropped the phone numbers and such. And I wish people would just take the time out to think what they may leave behind when they do such a thing. It's a horrible thing with this chief. He was on the job before I was on the job. I got on the job in 1984, so he had 3 years on me already. He was probably a sergeant by the time I got out of the police academy. So we just want to remember him and his family this morning. And I'm getting reports from Town Hall that there was another officer in Queens, and the details aren't sketchy. I just don't have any. That another police officer was shot execution style in Queens while on patrol. And as that comes in, Scoop is supposed to stop in later on in the show. Maybe he has some updates on that. So that's also something going on in New York City with the NYPD today. And, as far as the things that I did when I was in NYPD, that stuff is still close to my heart. And some people just don't understand it. But for you people that do understand it, it's a horrible thing. The job is difficult as it is. And we got these people, walking around killing cops and shooting at cops. This is the first incident since those two officers, Officer Ramos and Officer Lee, were shot execution style in their car in Manhattan, and that was over that Eric Gardner thing. He was selling cigarettes on the street, and he apparently died during his capture. And that was, and then the perp, thankfully went down into a subway tunnel and shot himself in the head. So it was a horrible thing that, you know, any police force across the country have to face this nonsense. And it's just horrible. Mike, like we were talking early this morning about a Chattanooga officer, or there was a car accident somehow.
I noticed last night I was looking at the officer down memorial page, and it was actually wasn't in Chattanooga. It was actually two officers, and both happened on May the 30th. Both lost their lives, and I say thankfully, which it's not really the right word to say, but they were both lost their lives in automobile accidents. Thankfully, not by the hands of some wacko with a gun. But one was in Baton Rouge, I believe, and the other one was in Seminole, Florida.
These guys, I remember driving around. You put on a lot of miles, and you come into a lot of different situations where you're either stopped helping a motorist and the car gets hit, or you, just sitting at a light and somebody T-bones you. You're out there, they're out there. Be careful. I mean, they drive around in the cars with the red lights and blue lights up on the top. People, be careful with driving. Move over if you can when you see them on the highway pulled over. So,
absolutely. And I think that's one of the greatest. I know here in Tennessee, and I'm not sure about the other states, we have the move over law. But to just kind of touch on what you began with, how sad for this deputy chief and for any law enforcement officer. I read some statistics last night that, in 2017, nationwide, we lost more police officers to suicide than we did by line of duty deaths. And, back in the day when it's been 30 years ago for me and lower 30 for you, no matter how we exited our careers, we'll always be a police officer at heart. And, back in those days, we didn't do things right as far as coping with stress. If showed any emotion or you were looked upon as being weak, you wasn't tough enough for the job, so you had to put on this persona, and sad.
I feel you. I hear you, man. All right, we're coming up to our first break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about some more.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters SCH still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC. Not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And with that, this is Jay Walter, and I'm your host for today. And I have my friend Mike Brown getting shotgun for me today. And we're moving up
to today is June the 6th, 2019. 75 years since D-Day in Normandy. There's many events going on across the country in recognizing the 75th anniversary. I wouldn't call it a celebration, but it's a recognition of this important day in our history. I know I wasn't around back then, but you know my family. I had family in the war way back when, and you know they told stories forever. And these men, if anybody watched Saving Private Ryan, the scene on the beach was pretty much an accurate reenactment of what happened to all those brave men that stormed the beaches at Normandy. Most of them losing their lives barely before they got off the boats, before they got off the gunboats. These guys were brave souls. You're talking 16, 17-year-old men, boys, pretty much. And they gave their lives for our democracy and what we have today. So it's a recognition more than a celebration. Mike, you have anybody that told you about D-Day as you were growing up? Anybody in your family?
I didn't have anyone in my immediate family that I recall, but I've been very fortunate to, especially in my paramedic days, got to meet several veterans of that day, and you know, I cannot wrap my brain around what those men had to go through that day or in any war. You think about some of the situations you and I were in the police world, you know. Pales in comparison what those guys went through that day on that beach. It's to give their lives for their country like that. And I venture to say most of them that day didn't realize the impact that day would have on the future of our country and the world. But hats off to those those veterans, that was a different mindset. Those people, just thank God for their sacrifice, and I can't imagine what they went through that day.
No. Nobody can. Only a survivor can imagine what happened. And there's very few of those brave men left. They're in their 90s now. Late 80s, early 90s, late 90s, and they're aging out, and we're losing them year after year after year. It's only let's see. I'm trying to think back 20 years or so. We had the last World War I veteran passed away. I think it was like 20 years ago. So he was close to 100 years old. So, as time goes on, we lose these, and we can't forget what these brave men and women, did for us, here in 2019 without even a thought of what's going to be in 75 years. So trying to fathom what we can do today to make 75 years from now better than it is today. So it's quite the undertaking of, like I said, these men were, boys turned into men, overnight to do this task. And they gave it their all, and they gave the ultimate sacrifice. And, we've been celebrating or recognizing the D-Day for quite a few months. I know watching the Yankee games, who've lost three in a row, by the way. They have every homestand at the seventh inning. They play God Bless America, and they always have a veteran from some form of the service from some time, whether it's current or from the Gulf War or from World War II and the Korean War. So we're always recognizing our veterans. And I think, many of the other ball teams are doing the same thing. The seventh inning stretch is now not the seventh inning stretch. Now it's the celebration and recognition of our war vets. So it's just I think about it, and good Lord, you just got to take a deep breath and jump in the water and head for the beach. That's about all they could do, and most of them, that was the last thing they ever did, was take a deep breath and jump in the water. And there was an impact of the victory that day that we had. So in recognition of all those vets that lost their lives and the vets that survived, we salute you. We salute you. Thank you.
Absolutely. From the bottom of my heart, it's and it's sad in our country today. I'm so thankful for the organizations and the places that do salute our veterans, but it's so sad how our veterans are really treated, in this culture today. We don't take care of them near like we should, because, without their sacrifices and what they've done, you and I are not sitting here talking on this radio show today.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. We wouldn't have it. We'd be speaking German or something, or with a German accent.
Absolutely.
Horrible. It was a horrible day in our history, but we recognize it as a victory. Again, we salute the people that put us where we are today. I want to touch up on something else that's come up on the news this morning. I've talked about this before, the opioid crisis. Now, as far as it being the opioid crisis, there's street opioids where, that's a choice by these people that want to, take it and use it, snort it, smoke it, shoot it, stuff it, whatever they want to do. That's a choice. Now we have doctors, and we've known this for many, many, many years. As a matter of fact, there was a local doctor here about 10 years ago that got grabbed for doing it. She's still in prison. Opioid prescriptions. People getting hooked on opioids, people getting prescriptions from doctors and what do they call them? Pill mills. And there's this one doctor here from Ohio that was indicted for 25 counts of murder. Now, it's kind of a sticky situation on, You know, it's like, you know, giving a drunk a drink and then letting him walk out the door and get in his car. You know, you're responsible because you let him, you know, do that. What this fellow was doing, he was writing prescriptions and the people were taking and selling the pills out in the street. And, you know, it's kind of a different, you know, a horse of a different color in this case. He's writing prescriptions. You know, he shouldn't be writing prescriptions. People are taking the prescriptions, they're selling their pills, and they're dying. You know, they're dying. You know, fentanyl and you know, all of the opioids. And this doctor's been from Ohio, 25 counts of murder. Now, we'll see how this unfolds, you know, over the next year or two, to see if he takes a plea or he goes to trial. And young guy, though, you know, young guy. Guy can't be more than 35. And getting into that opioid stuff, that's really some horrible things if you get hooked on it. I've seen people hooked on it that, you know, aren't junkies. They're just hooked on it. You know, we have a lot of celebrities that are hooked on it. You know. We'll get back to the opioid stuff after these words from our sponsors, because, you know, this day is just flying. There's so much going on in the world today. So, for Mike Garron, we'll be right back after these words. Take it away.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon now confirming a tragic accident at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point earlier today when a cadet was killed and more than 20 others were injured when a troop-carrying vehicle overturned during a training exercise. Mike Lyons went to West Point. Now he's a military consultant.
It's where cadets go to train for the summertime with active duty units on actual Army equipment. They don't do that during the academic year.
He was speaking to CBS News. Talks over threatened tariffs on Mexico resuming today at the State Department as Mexican officials met with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday at the White House, though nothing was resolved after President Trump threatened to impose tariffs on Mexico unless its government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States. This is USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
While meeting with the French President Emmanuel Macron in France today, President Trump addressed Iran, calling it a nation that's failing. He says he doesn't want to see it happen, but says it cannot be allowed to get a nuclear weapon. And concerning tariffs on Chinese goods, he says he'll decide whether to up the ante when he gets back from the G20 summit later this month. That following a huge event at the Normandy American Cemetery to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion.
We are gathered here on freedom's altar.
The event drawing other world leaders and over 170 American veterans who survived that fateful day on the beaches at Normandy.
10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty.
First-time jobless claims last week unchanged, and this is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Okay, you got to, like I said, you were touching up on the opioid crisis and there's a doctor in Ohio that's been arrested for excessive prescription writing. 25 counts of murder he's been indicted on. In order to get arrested for 25 counts of murder, man, they got to be watching you for quite a long time. What I'm guessing is that he was writing prescriptions. Somebody got grabbed and they gave him up and they watched him, some kind of a sting operation, which is fine. I mean, you know, get this guy off the street. Unnecessary prescriptions are just, you know, it's just about money. It's all it is. Just about money. There's no more honor amongst doctors, no more honor amongst thieves, no more honor amongst lawyers and stuff. So it's a horrible thing. But I've always said that when you take opioids, it's a choice. Whether you start taking them for pain and then you keep taking them for pain and then there's no more pain, but you got to keep taking the opioids because you have to satisfy that monkey on your back. You know, there's help for that also. But in my eyes, it's a choice. How do you feel about people taking opioids unnecessarily, Mike? How do you feel about that?
Well, I was about to say exactly what you said. It's greed, and it's money for the doctors. Doctors are very powerful people, and some get into the profession. For the right reasons. It's a calling, you know, they want to help people and better their lives. Others are just like, any other criminal. They're in it for their personal gain. And, we had a doctor in this area just a few months ago. He was arrested for like the second or third time. How he's been able to keep his license, I don't know, but he was writing scripts in exchange for sex and sex money, and but it is a huge problem in America. Those things are so easy to get hooked on. The euphoria you get from them, it's an easy out. You know, instead of coping with your daily struggles, let's pop a few pills and stay numb. Mm-hmm. And the doctors are some of the doctors are enabling that, and it's sad. It's just another thing, more government regulations coming down the pike, and it frustrates the good doctors, limits what they can do, and, it's a sad situation, very sad.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's it's a choice, it's a choice of person going to the doctor. Yeah, I'm going to go to the doctor, I need another script. And whether they use, their own name or somebody else's name, people do actually rent out their Medicare cards or their Medicaid cards. And, you walk in there. Many doctors now are taking pictures of you when you go into their office. And those, pretty much the legitimate doctors protecting themselves to make sure that, this is you and this is your Medicare card or Medicaid card. And this is you. And now you can see the doctor. Other doctors also not just doing that, they're also including a drug test. You gotta give them a sample before the doctor will write you a prescription. And if you're dirty, you're not getting it. If your specimen is dirty, you're not getting the prescription. But then again, you don't know who walked in the door. And with a lot of these illegal immigrants, to put it mildly, all being seen by these doctors, and everybody can't be named Jose Ramirez, and I'm just throwing that name out there. I'm not picking on Jose Ramirez anywhere, so you can send me emails, but it's not a hateful thing. I'm just throwing that out there because it's a foreign name, so there's so many chins in the Chinese phone book.
You know, it's the same thing. You know, you got people just walking in and handing them a card. This is me. Yeah, you have any other ID? No, that's all I have. And, you know, doctors, just some doctors, like the crooked ones, they'll, you know, they'll just say, okay, Jose, let's see what you got. And you write them a prescription. And he's probably not back there 4 or 5 minutes, and he walks out the door. Other doctors are doing the electronic stuff. The honest doctors, they're doing electronic prescriptions now to go straight to your local drug store, you know, whichever pharmacy you use. And, you know, it's being tackled that way. So and now you got to show your driver's license. You have to show an ID to get any kind of opioid prescription when you pick it up. It doesn't matter if they've known you for 35 years. You're in Sam Drucker's drugstore on Green Acres. You have to show your ID nowadays because they need to control this thing. So that's something that's, you know, I've never done opioids or anything like that. You know, some idiot put up, you know, a picture of me up on social media. You know, just ask him, you know, crack kills. Yeah, I'm 280 pounds. You know, I never did crack, but you know, whoever put that up, you know, it's got to be a sad case of something. Maybe he needs to, or she needs to stop taking opioids. Anyway, we're going to move. We're going to use that as a springboard, and use up the rest of this segment towards our 7-5 promotion. Our 7-5 promotion, our 7-5 radio promotion, my 7-5 documentary promotion is going to be, you know, I put this up on social media about 2 weeks ago, and we've gotten, you know, a lot of feedback on it, you know, most of it positive, you know, and there are the negative ones, but it doesn't matter. They still have to wake up on July 5th. I am claiming July 5th. The seventh month, the fifth day, 7-5 day. You get it, people? As 7-5 day. You know, you have the potheads have April 20th, you know, 420. Okay. You got the Star Wars Trekkies have May the 4th, for May the 4th be with you. And, you know, and you Greek people have Pi Day, March 14th. So, you know, we're going to work this in. You know, there's a lot of days out there that could be used for certain things. So 7-5-2019 will be the first start to 7-5 day. Now, people ask me how to celebrate 7-5 day, and we're going to talk about that right now. We have, as you know, I have T-shirts that are available. Just hit me up on my Facebook page. My friend Mikey Dowd has T-shirts available. Again, hit me up, or him. Hit Mikey up for, you know, T-shirts. My friend here, Mike Aaron, he is working on getting a 7-5 radio T-shirt to be presented. So people are asking about, you know, things like that. And if you don't get a T-shirt or anything like that, that's absolutely fine. You know, find a football jersey with number 75 on it. There's a Yankee pitcher that has, you know, a 75 on his back. And anything 75, you know, take a Sharpie and put it on the back of your hand. You know, don't do anything crazy like putting it on your forehead, you know, or anything like that. you know, the police officers that do support us, you know, whether it's in secret or out front, go to your local police accessory store, get some 7-5 collar brass and wear it on your shirt. You know, anything 7-5. You know, the 7-5 had a great impact in the police department when it came out 5 or 6 years ago. It's still having an impact. I've done some seminars where I've talked in front of law enforcement or some college students. Michael Dowd just come out with an article on his Road to Redemption in Blue Magazine. So he's doing some public appearances and stuff. And it's just something that, you know, we want to give back. And if we go to a question and answer and people want to call us dirtbags and scumbags, that's fine, too. you know, this is the face of corruption, so to speak. You know, unfortunately, it's still going on. The greed, the money, it just captures some people like a Courtney, and it's unfortunate. So I'm going to throw it over to Mike to tell us briefly before we go to break about the 75 Radio T-shirts. Mike?
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have those ready within the next week or so, get them out on social media so people can see them, and we'll work great.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Awesome. All right, we're back. This is Walter Yurkow. I'm here with my friend Mike Guerin.
Scoop has bailed on us. He was supposed to come on a little bit ago, but he's bailed. So either his Uber ran out of gas or his hamster didn't charge up his phone, you know, something. Maybe his wife has him tied up and he'll be on American Justice in a few years. So we'll welcome him if he chimes in, but he's like incognito right now. Anyway, before the break, we were talking about the 75 day, July 5th, which is coming up in less than a month. We're going to celebrate it by, you know, you guys want t-shirts out there, just let me know. If you don't have Mikey Dabbs, you can go to him, themikedabb.com. He has them on his website. We have them on our website. I have them on my Facebook page. And I was getting to Mike Guerin, my friend here, who's with me today, about the 75 Radio T-shirts. And we lost his voice on the break. So go ahead, do it again, Mike.
Okay, yeah. I'm hoping I just had the idea after being on the show with you guys last week. You know, we need a 75 Radio T-shirt to promote the show. And it'd be, and I'm hoping, I turned the design into to the shop, and I'm hoping they'll have, I have three shirts made, one for me, one for Scoop, one for Walter. And we'll get those guys their shirts. If they like them, they like what they see. We'll get the link up on all our media outlets that we have, our Facebook and the website. Mm-hmm. And, the fans can order the shirts. And, you know, and we're not making any money on this. This is just an opportunity for you to have a piece of memorabilia from 75 Radio. But, you know, what Walter and Scoop are doing with this show, nobody else is doing. They are the voice for the men and women who are out there each and every day, you know, risking their lives to protect us. And, you know, I want people to know about this radio show. You know, it's regardless of what any of us do, we're three washed up cops. four out in Mike B. But like I said earlier, no matter how our careers ended, I'll be a cop for the rest of my life. And I have some dear, dear friends who are still out there to this day, you know, serving and protecting. And I want the cops, I want everybody to know about this show, that, you know, you got somebody out there who's got your six, and we thank you for what you do each and every day. And plus, it's a great, a great little, thing that you can be part of the 75 family, and like Walter's shirts and Mikey D's, and now very soon the 75 Radio.
Mm-hmm. And we appreciate, you know, that Mike, you know, that was a good idea. Me and Scoop been talking about T-shirts for a freaking year now, and we just never you know, got around to it. You know, some people think that we're sitting around from, you know, Saturday night, you know, 11 o'clock till Saturday night the following week at 9 o'clock just to do the show. You know, we got other stuff going on too, man. We got families just like anybody else. You know, I'm not sitting around.
Oh, yeah.
60. I'm going to be 61 this year. I'm not ready for the group home. I'm not ready for the old folks home. I'm not ready for none of that. I don't play golf. I don't play tennis. I like pool. I like the hot tub. I'm a relaxer. And, but, you know, I still have a family to look after. I still have bills, you know, I still work, you know, so it's not like I'm on a free ticket. I'm on a free ride. Some people think that I'm on some type of disability or I'm living off the government. I've seen that on social media and, you know, people just don't know. And, you know, if they get on 75 Radio, they can on the website, it's, what is it? 75. Something wordpress.com. Look on my Facebook page, and that's the only place you can find. Well, not the only place. Look on the 75 Facebook page. It's there. Scoop puts it up. I know Mike puts it up. I put it up. It's on my homepage. It used to be on my Twitter page, but now that I'm doing life in Twitter jail, you know, you can't get there anymore. No more visitors. I'm not allowed visitors anymore. We got that stuff going on. Just look it up. And if you have a question, just, you know, private message me. There's people out there that have my phone number. Go ahead and text me. You know, it's fine. You know, or Scoop or, you know, even Mike. Mike is on Facebook, also. Look into him. You know, he's got a story. We do try to give back to the community what, you know, what we, you know, not as a redemption, so to speak. But, you know, this is 35 years after my stuff. And, hey, you know, if you don't like it, you know, get over it, move on. You know, there's other radio stations you can listen to. I'm not worried about it. We got a good following.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We got a good following. You know, we get emails, positive and negative, and, you know, we just love it. You know, we're having a good time here. We try to report the local news, the national news, you know, stuff that's current. Sadly, we have our 10-13 segment at the beginning of every show. But, you know, we go on to, you know, some happier stuff, some not so happy stuff. But, you know, reality is reality. And like I say, I'm inviting white bread America to listen to our show and understand what's going on. Just don't watch Fox News or CNN, you know, or that other news channel, you know, because they're just blowing air up your butt. You want real, you know, you dial into 75 Radio on Saturday nights and on the Liberty News Network. And we'll fill you in. If you have any questions on past stories, future stories, just let us know. We're doing what we can to keep up with it. I get my notes together each night before a show. I go over them, and by morning, I'm telling you, there's something else that takes away from my notes that I got to put on the air. Same thing with Scoop. Yep. You know, things happen. Things happen. Real quick, before we got a few minutes, last week here in Chattanooga was what we call River Bend. Lionel Richie, did that play a role in your life somehow, Mike?
Yeah, it's so bizarre. My wife is in law enforcement as well. She is a police officer for the Chattanooga Airport. And she called me all in a panic. She said, "Oh, my God, I'm headed over to the other side of the airfield. Lionel Richie's plane's landing. I'm going to try to get a picture with him." And so anyway, she boogied over there and got to meet Lionel Richie and got her picture made. Mm-hmm. And we put it up on Facebook. And I made a joke. I said, you know, I learned a marketing lesson. You know, I was promoting 7-5 radio show. And then the next post, I put the picture of her and Lionel Richie, and it got more attention than any of the other posts. So, but yeah, she's got to meet Lionel Richie. She met Catherine Bach that played Daisy Duke many years ago, and she's met Lee Greenwood, and she gets to see quite a few celebrities come through little Chattanooga.
Well, that's cool. Did she get to see Trump? What was it, like 6-7 months ago when he flew into Chattanooga Airport? 8 months ago?
Well, she was there, which I got the lucky end of the deal. She got me in the VIP section. I had to work a different area, but she didn't actually get to see Trump. Or I was fortunate enough to I got to shake Vice President Pence's hand, and our new Senator Marsha Blackburn. I got to meet her, and I was so excited about getting to meet Trump. But he was running on such a close time schedule. When his Air Force One landed, he got off the plane, he waved at us, kind of shook his fist up in the air like, you know, thank you for your support, and jumped in the limo and was gone. So
I was in Chattanooga that night, and they had Amicola Boulevard shut down. You couldn't get on Amicola Boulevard for like 2 hours, because I guess he come down 153 and onto Amicola and up to the arena where he was having a little rally. They shut it down pretty tight. I mean, they had you sitting there, and you knew it was the president was coming once you realized that they shut down Amicola. Because I forgot all about it. I forgot all about that he was coming. We just going about my own business. I forget where I was going, but wherever it was, I was late. So we just sat there, and, you know, there wasn't a liquor store in sight. We're going to clock off this week with the 75 Radio.
Hope to catch you guys soon. Don't forget t-shirts on the website. Have a good week, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.